Hey everybody, welcome to Tour Punisher, the podcast about being punished on tour. Today's interview was with Shook Twins. They've got a new album out. It's called Some Good Lives. They're on tour right now, so check out their website, shooktwins.com, or find them on Facebook, get their dates, go to their shows, and give them your money. In other news, we are raising a little bit of money on Indiegogo. We're about halfway through our campaign, and we need your help to cover the costs of our studio and gear and time. So there's links to our campaign on the Tour Punisher Facebook page, or just Google Indiegogo Tour Punisher. It'll be right at the top. If you donate money to us, we love you. And if you donate $15 or more, you can claim a really cool Tour Punisher t-shirt, which is pretty neat. So anyway, here is our interview with Shook Twins, Tour Punisher.
Yeah, I was at the store looking for the right champagne for mimosa, and I realized I'm 41. I turned 41 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Not trying to look for any kind of like, oh my God, you're old comments or anything like that.
You look so young.
Oh, you
look
great. You don't have to do that.
Fishy.
Caught the compliment.
But for real, I would never guess you were 41.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
56.
Yeah, that, I would never guess you were 41.
That would be surprising.
But I realized I'm 41 years old, and I've never bought a mimosa.
Oh.
I've never.
You have to buy champagne first, my man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I went to the champagne section, and I was like, "What is this?" Like, yeah. But I was like, "But I know Andre's is bad, and I know Cook's is bad, but then I don't know how far up to go on the food chain to like where it's acceptable."
Yeah, I don't know that either.
I think for mimosas, as somebody who's made quite a few.
You're so old and soul.
So wise.
So, you're so wise.
My mimosa sage.
Wait, I didn't even see what kind this was.
Yeah,
so
it's in the cooler. We'll get it later.
That's
and
too far
we'll
away.
Plug it and then
it's
we'll
really
get it.
Really good.
But like, 10% off.
But the
Punisher.
The idea with mimosas though is, so yeah, I agree you don't want to go bottom barrel, because you're just going to give everybody a headache that way.
Right.
But you don't want to go too classy on any of the sparkling wine, because then it's wasting it because you're putting orange juice in it.
Fucking A. So I went for the $8 bottle.
Perfect.
Yeah. I went.
Under 10, but above 5
yes.
is pretty good for
that's
a mimosa.
How I live. That's how
there's
I live.
$5 champagne?
Oh, yeah. That's Cook's. Cook's is $5.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I think Andre, if it's on sale in places, is $3.99.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I've had some pretty bad headaches
you just
at one point in my life.
You just name. You're just Andre for that day.
Yeah,
I'm just Andre today, guys.
But yeah, welcome. We're happy that you guys are on the show. Do you guys need any background information on what this podcast is? I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory in the title.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we're basically here to talk to you about
food and drink.
Yeah, your opinions on our
Andre.
Cocktail skills.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we're here to talk about tour, you know, what that's been like for you guys in the past, you know, maybe talking about why you keep doing it, because I know you guys are about to go on a large tour, or you're in the midst of it.
Always about to go on a tour.
Yeah, we don't have any real large ones coming up, though. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, then my source that connected me with you guys was saying that you guys were about to go on like a big tour, and I was like, oh, great, that's perfect timing.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it up.
Thanks, Jamal.
I thought his name was also Andre.
My source, Andre. I paid him $3.99.
to get that information that's bullshit.
But so you guys tour a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you saying that you're basically always about to go on tour.
Yeah,
kind of. If it's, you know, even if it's just a little mini weekend.
Yeah.
You can consider that a tour.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
You're in a van, you're driving, and you're playing a show.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, well, I guess we've never
defined.
We've never defined what makes a tour on this show.
I'd say more than one date consecutively that is not in your town.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Tour.
It's been defined.
We're going on a tour. We're going to play Edgefield.
Troutdale.
Update at Wikipedia.
And Gresham. Troutdale and Gresham.
For a metro area tour.
Dreams go to...
That's a new one. I haven't heard that about Troutdale.
I've never.
Hey, Troutdale's all right, man.
Edgefield's dope. If you're playing Edgefield, you're cool. Doing something,
yeah,
right?
You're doing good. Yeah,
have you guys played Wilsonville yet?
No. Is that the. Wait, what's yeah, Wilson, we huh? did the whole. The Great Northwest.
Yeah, so that theater. That place that's in the Fred Meyer parking lot, but it's what? A church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We
yeah.
played that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, super weird. But it's a cool vibe yeah. inside. I don't just don't look out the window.
Just exactly. Just keep it churchy.
And was a long time ago.
Pretend that you're like somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at Fred Meyer.
Yeah. But I gotta love a strip mall venue.
Yeah. We played there once, and I was lucky because when we showed up to the show, my belt broke when I was loading out because, you know. And then, but at the Fred Meyer, perfect. Oh. Bought a new belt.
Perfect. Oh.
What a great story that was.
Well, but that's actually a good topic. It's like, what's a recent like thing that happened like right before you guys went on stage that was like, uh-oh, we gotta scramble and make this work. Does anything come to mind?
You know, panic attacks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Inside stuff.
The yes. thrill of anxiety.
Inside or outside.
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple times. Lori. Lightning Lori.
Lightning Lori sometimes...
has panic attacks. it's
gets
very...
struck by lightning and can't go on for the night.
It's overwhelming. Yeah, you just got
mental
a witcher.
Lightning.
Yeah,
so what's... okay, that's... Well, then here's the follow-up question. What's, like, the last time... What was the last show that you two played that you were like that kind of anxiety, that kind of crippling nervousness hit you?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We played Revolution Hall in Portland. Usually when it's like a big show and I'm kind of stressed out and something else is happening emotionally, then I'll have a panic attack. Mm-hmm. But luckily, it happened in the morning. So, bada bing.
That's no problem.
And I actually kind of enjoy my panic attacks because it's just like an emotional shit. Basically,
I love that.
Just like cry uncontrollably, I kind of hyperventilate and I shake, and then it's like I'm shaking something out of me.
That's
and
awesome.
And then afterwards, I'm like, okay, she feels that's over, and then I'm okay.
So, what was it? The venue? Was it who you guys were playing with? What was the what induced it? Or is it a perfect storm?
She just gets overwhelmed, I think.
Yeah,
and just it's the hometown shows. That's always when you've ever had.
Yeah, I have to think about a lot of stuff, and I was also going through something sad emotionally.
Mm. Some stupid boy.
Fun.
Yeah, just waiting on the call.
in that regard,
the show or what?
Yeah.
Name something.
I put you on the guest list. Are you coming or not? RSVP. Or I'm going to have a panic attack.
in that instance, nobody ever says some really smart, wonderful boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, some fucking stupid meathead.
This great, great,
dumb
understanding,
piece of shit.
Really charming, really nice guy induced in a panic attack for me this morning.
A feminist. A male feminist.
Yeah.
Induced a panic attack.
That actually sounds about right.
Yeah.
So... It's the local shows that
kind of
Actually, you've had one on tour too.
Yeah, I had one when I didn't sleep very well, and we flew across the country from Florida to Tahoe, and then had to like drive to the show and walk out of the van to sound check, and then I was like,
yeah, and it was really high elevation, so we were like hyperventilating. Sometimes you have to get oxygen.
Caitlin has heat stroke, so
yeah, we are sensitive little bitches.
If I get too hot, I've had to leave stage several times when it's like rough. a morning or midday festival set.
Where oh my god!
Sometimes the sun is just completely on you for like an hour straight. It's just like, how do you do that?
It's like it cooks the eyeballs out of your brain. Like the sun will be. I'm like, how am I ever gonna see again?
Remember
you open
when
your eyes,
corneas?
And it's all white. Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's so dangerous too. And once I learned about it, I got it really bad one time, and almost if you start throwing up and like seizing, then you're like, that's for sure heat stroke. Whoa. And you get brain damage and heart damage and shit. Yeah. So I started reading about that, and then it just starts.
She
getting
got it,
this.
She got it from playing on top of the Further Bus at String Summit.
Yeah, it was only like 20 minutes, but it was probably 115. Up there, because
the metal
was radiating up through my feet and direct sunlight.
It was intense.
And
this is String Summit that happens at Horning's Hideout. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. And once you get it once, like heat exhaustion, then you're really sensitive to it and you start getting.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And so I'll be on stage and then start forgetting words, get really dizzy, feel like I'm gonna pass out, and then I've had to leave the stage,
and then I have to take over, and then I have a panic attack.
So I'm seeing someone who's physically, shit, I can't have my words because I'm having a panic attack too. No, like, it seems like you're physically susceptible to problems, and you're maybe emotionally.
It's a bad combo.
Wow, good combo. And your sisters? Totally smokes.
Summertime shows are a little difficult for us. Hot shows.
I can't take the hot shows.
But sometimes it's fine.
Do you have any...
upcoming summer shows that you're needing to prepare for, like,
yeah,
right now?
Yeah. If I just start drinking water now. Yeah,
start drinking the water now. Keep those ice packs on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, maybe a little CBD in your life would be good, right?
I got the CBD. Yeah. And the THC. we got hella festivals we're stoked about. High Sierra, Doe Bay Festival, Spring Summit again. Yeah.
Doe Bay is amazing. Yeah, have you guys been?
No. Oh, up in Washington, right?
On Orcas Island.
Oh, yeah.
We've never played Doe Bay Festival, but we've played a wintertime festival, MIA Festival, mm-hmm. or AAI.
Like there?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Doe Bay is so cool.
Yeah, it's like small, so it's not like the festival stupidity that happens with all like the bro situation. It's just like, blah. But like Doe Bay is just like 1,000 people in a big enough space to where it feels chill, and literally there's deer walking behind the stage as you're playing, and it's less like there's like all these yurts that they turn into bars that like overselling it. There's like not going to be that this year. so you can like take kayaks out in the ocean. What? It's stupid. It's so excited. Amazing.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Heat
well,
stroke.
Luckily, yeah.
That's worth the heat stroke.
Yeah.
Well, it probably doesn't get too hot up there, right? Because it's like so far north.
Yeah, it's like in the Puget Sound is.
And the ocean's right there. The freezing ocean's right there. So just you just dive in. Yeah, problem. Yeah, it'll be good.
Have you guys had to? Speaking of this, this is like playing through turmoil. Have you guys ever had to do a show that you like had to do being like super super sick?
Yes, that's also another one.
Yeah, I had never canceled a show. That's ever.
Hey, oh, really? Good job.
High
five.
Knock on cheers
our fucking mimosas to never canceling a show. That's so much more badass.
We're pretty proud of it.
Yeah. That's so much more. We've canceled a 10 or so shows, and it's like sucks because you're like, once our drummer, who isn't here, Ray, fell off of a train and broke his feet.
Oh my gosh.
And we had to cancel the next day's show.
Well, that's a good excuse.
Yeah. But he could have no, I'm just kidding. It was
there's a if you there's an episode of Tour Predator in which he tells us that story.
Wow. And
it's like it's a good reason to not do the show, but
or quit touring.
Just sit down.
But the reason,
but he's a drummer. You have to have your feet.
But the reason his feet got broken is kind of his fault.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always?
Yeah.
If it's 1 foot, it could be somebody else's fault. If it's 2 feet,
it's your fault.
It's your fault.
You did a jump that you weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
But anyway.
Yeah. Good job. Not ever. But you have to have those. You have those shows though. Where I mean, this is probably what's nice about touring as sisters, right? Like, you can kind of sub in and out, right? You could have each other's bags, maybe. I mean, that's something that I was interested in talking to you too about, was, you know, like, you've got the family thing going on, right?
Mm-hmm. We got a family thing going.
Yeah.
Has that been something that has, for the most part, been a positive? Is there ever some times in which that sucks?
No,
it's always
great.
Been very positive.
Yeah, we're the kind of twins that love being twins. There's ones that hate it for sure.
Yeah.
But we
wouldn't do this if we hated it.
Yeah, I mean, but in terms of like getting sick and the heat stroke stuff, when somebody has to leave the stage, it's not that easy for one of us just to hold it down.
It's more for you. Caitlin plays guitar and then I'm sings like the melody most of the time.
Guitar,
and I'm on banjo and like percussion and harmony. Yeah. And so I don't like have our main parts in me, you know? Yeah. So she had
so
heat
it's been
stroke.
Two times where I've had to leave stage and she had to hold it down and she was terrified.
You're like, what's the melody of this?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I can do Let's Do Time to Swim. It's one where I loop a bunch of stuff on the banjo and then she sings it mostly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was kind of heat stroke too. I was like a little bit out of it too. I was like, okay, Time to Swim. We're just trying to like scramble, come up with songs that we can do. I start playing Time to Swim and then I look at Nico, my guitar player, and I'm like, oh God, I don't know. I don't know how to sing this song. I'm looking at him. It's already started. And he's like, you got this. Just do it. Just do it. And so I just like made up a whole new version of it.
Amazing.
I didn't even sing the right shit in the right order. And
it was hilarious.
It was horrible and terrifying the whole time.
I love that thing where you start singing or start playing and you have no idea what the words are.
Yes.
You're like,
I hope this works out.
I hope that I can remember this in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you don't, or like I'll often be like, what's the first sentence?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, then I'm good. But there's been times where like people have been like, hey, do you want to cover this song with us tonight?
Mm.
you come up and sing it, it'll be great, you know? And I'm like, oh yeah, I totally fucking know that song, like some Bon Jovi song or something. I totally know it. Like, I'll just sing it. Yep. And you get up there and you're like, I actually only know the choruses. Yeah. It's like, all right, you got it. And I'm like, Johnny looks a man on a
diamond. They don't try. You just yeah, Eddie Vedder it. Yeah. Just Eddie Vedder it so they don't know.
Yeah, and then afterwards they're like, you didn't actually know that at all.
You didn't know that at all.
Why did you tell me you knew that?
That's happened to us. Terrifying. Remember that? I don't want to tell that story.
Oh, no. Now you have to tell it. This is where you tell those stories.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
Should we tell it?
Yeah. This is one of my biggest ashamed moments is when we opened for the Indigo Girls.
And oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. They're wonderful and great, but we had never really listened to their music that much and didn't know it. Mm-hmm. And didn't know also that they like to call up their opener for their like main hit song and mm-hmm. have them sing
to the blah blah.
Oh yeah, closer I am to
fine. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And I had listened to it that morning for the first time.
Yeah.
Just like,
this is their hit.
I didn't listen to it, and I was in the trailer drinking whiskey.
You're this like, is Lori. My sister listened to it, so we're good.
Yeah.
But we just
randomly listened to it, no, not knowing.
Oh yeah.
And Caitlin. Yeah, I was in the trailer drinking whiskey, and then someone comes into the trailer and they're like, your sister's up on stage singing with the Indigo Girls. I was like, what? And I walked out there and I saw her up there. I was like, shit, I guess I should go up there. And she, and I'm just like, and then she kind of knew the words. I was just watching.
Pretty proud that I just like, just watched their lips, and like, I think I got it. I got some words. And so we were just sharing a mic and trying to look like we knew the song. But the, you know, our friends in the audience, they knew we were just.
Our big sister came up and she's like, you didn't know that song, did you? I'm like, no, not even a little bit. And I ran into the Amy after the show and I'm like, sorry, we didn't know your song. She's like, sorry, I assumed you did.
That's the thing about assuming things. Yeah. Right?
So give us a heads up.
She realized, she's like, oh, not everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
No, we're such hot shit, the world knows this song.
But kind of should have known that song.
Well, that's a big assumption on their part. That must have been a gut check for them a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice little reality check, but we were so humiliated.
That's great.
And it's in front of 5,000 people.
I don't know why I even walked up there. I should just let you do it by yourself. It would have been better.
Camaraderie. Yeah.
So since we've done the thing where like our normal show is like a couple hundred people somewhere mm-hmm. when we're headlining, mm-hmm. but opening we've done 5,000, 7,000 people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you, like, that is the hardest thing, like where you're like, I'm going to translate this little thing mm-hmm. to something big. Right. And like, what's been your experience with that?
Good and bad. We haven't had too many huge, huge show experiences, but when we did it, I feel like it translated all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll play for bands that are like more rowdy party bands that come and like to party for their favorite band and like, we have to sit through this band. I don't know. It's just a weird position sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is when you're like, I know that we're not here. We're the people that nobody came to see or like a few people maybe or whatever, but like we're the headliners, the thing. And like their fans, city to city is weird too because culturally, like what's acceptable in one city it's not acceptable in another. And so like there's a few towns where I'm like, if we never go back there, like we've been treated so poorly, just opening or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there any places without talking too much shit that you guys dislike playing?
Good question. I mean, yes, but only for like stupid internal reasons, not for like
stupid boy reasons. No, I'm just kidding.
just like feminist, wonderful men reasons.
But no, not I don't really.
I mean, yeah, yes.
There's definitely places and shows we felt like, wow, they didn't like us at all. But I can't remember. I mean, I can't pinpoint. There's just been so many. No, just kidding.
I'm not meaning to dredge it up. I just have had that thing too where I'm like, if we never play, I'm just going to say Houston, Texas.
Oh, we played Houston.
Yeah. I've just been like, woof. Really, that's a different kind of place for a band like us.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's better to know your place.
Yeah, no specific town comes to mind, but you know, there are so many venues and places where it's just like everybody's there to get drunk and not to listen and appreciate music, and so it's like, why are we even here? Why don't you just put on the jukebox?
Yeah,
sure.
Weird feeling.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you pay $20 to get drunk and talk to your friend in the front row?
Yeah.
Or look at your phone.
Right. That's I think I've mentioned this on the pod before, but there was once a girl on, this is how long ago this was, she was on her fucking flip phone on the front and like looking at it right in front of me, and so I just like closed it with my foot.
That's amazing.
It's too bad. It's too bad there's not flip phones as much anymore, because that's just a great move. Just like, that's, sorry. Sorry about your phone.
That's so good.
Sorry about that text message.
I've come to the point where if somebody's having a prolonged conversation through several songs in the front row, and this is before we had in-ears, and so you could, I could just, I hear everything, and I'm hearing their conversation, will try to remember my lyrics and try to be in the moment and sing this song that I wrote for you. And I get so distracted and so frustrated that if it's after two songs, they've talked through two songs, I'll get off the stage and go up to that people talking, and I'm just really sweet, just like, you know, I know you don't realize this, but I can hear you, everything you're saying, and it's really distracting, so if you could please just move it to the back or just hold off on your talking. And they get so surprised and so humiliated that they're just like, holy shit, because, you know, people in the audience can tell each other, like, shut up, I'm trying to listen, but they don't understand that it's actually you're affecting the artist.
And they just feel like
sometimes
not a soundproof wall between
me and
them.
Yeah, they feel like there's this glass third wall that, earth like, wall. That we're behind and we're impervious to, like, your behavior. You know,
what other than that's amazing and horrific. I once had a heckler that was like, I was doing a Tom Waits set, because I'd been like doing a Tom Waits, I didn't do a residency where I covered Tom Waits for an hour. Cool. And I did a Tom Waits song, and he was like, I wouldn't have played it like that, I would have played it this way with this rhythm, like he like literally like point by point from the audience.
Wow.
And I like, ouch. I don't know what, I don't
was
know
that
what.
Was that at Alsden?
No, it was at the White Eagle.
Oh, okay. Wow. But similarly, very intimate.
Yeah. Very intimate. Yeah. And I was like, hey man, where do you work? And he told me, I was like, cool, I'll be there tomorrow at 9 a.m. and I'm going to sit across your desk from you and write down all the shit that you're doing wrong. And the audience was like, holy fuck. And I didn't even think about, like, that was not premeditated. That was just like, I'm fucking, I'm just going to give it to this fucking guy. What are some other shitty things that people do?
Yeah, it is kind of nice to vent about it. We just had a good conversation about the opposite of this, though, and just hearing the other side of how sometimes the artist's perception is like, oh shit, these people don't care.
Right.
But some this awesome people were just telling us about how it really, it's you are doing something good, and there's a lot of people out there that are picking up on what you're putting down, and it's working. Mm-hmm. But we only, a lot of times, we only pick up on the stuff that doesn't feel
one,
like that.
The one fucking person.
Yeah.
It kills me when it's like, if you're having an amazing show and everybody is like transfixed or doing what they're supposed to do to the song, whatever that thing is, and then one fucking dude is just like, not even on his phone, just looks bummed.
Yeah.
I'm just
the whole front row looks bummed a lot of the time for me. Just like, I'm just like, what are you feeling right now?
Yeah, you need to fucking change your attitude, mister. I'm going to call your mom.
Why'd you come up so close just to be bummed out? Right. You're far away from where the drinks are.
So,
you know, like confusing. You're far away from the bathrooms. Is that what's going on? You got to pee and you don't want to like get rid of your spot?
I think I needed, I'm trying to like change my mind and try to like not expect my reaction to music in everybody else.
Yes.
Because like the way I watch a show is how I believe you should watch a show, you know, like I'm looking at everybody's fingers, looking at their pedals, listening to the harmonies, I'm analyzing, I'm judging, but I'm also like, you know, I'm just taking it all in and really appreciating
and
it.
Dancing fucking hard.
Yeah, and smiling. Like, how can you not smile when you're listening to music you like? And like, so, I don't know. I'm trying to change my mind. Like, just because they're not reacting how I would react doesn't mean they're not enjoying it. And that's usually how we feel. Like, you know, have you ever had those shows too where it's just like golf claps between
eyeballs and golf claps?
So quiet and so like, you say something you thought was funny and there's no reaction.
That's my life, dude. That's not at shows. That's every day for me.
That's it. That's Ryan at shows a lot, though.
No, I'm like, oh, I got a good one. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And then everybody in the band's like giving you the shut the fuck up eyes.
And then you just start going into a fucking downward spiral of shame. It's just so uncomfortable.
And you wonder why you're doing this for your living, and then full existential crisis. Why didn't you keep your job? And
like,
the whole thing.
Like, I wish it's almost over. It's almost over. Yeah, I hate when you get in that mindset, and it's like, and then you try to like make something inspirational for other people in that space. So hard.
It's like a lot of it just depends on my mood that day, though, too. I'm starting to realize, because like sometimes I'll have a show like that where it's just super crickety and quiet, and but I can just say fuck it, I'm still having a great time. It's so weird.
Have you noticed like a single, like you've done the Owl's Den thing before?
We haven't hosted, held it down, but we've
but you've played
guests.
Um, if you do that for the week, it's so fascinating because it's small. It's like maybe holds like 50 people or something. Mm-hmm. It can be one night, and then the next night could be like more people, but a horrible show because nobody's listening. Mm-hmm. And then the next night could be like less people, but an amazing show with 12 people who are like fucking into it. Mm-hmm. And literally, it could be one person, one audience member that like can their whatever is going on with them changes the aura of everybody else around them, yeah. and suddenly like everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like so you take that to a show where there's like 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. It literally, I think it's just a handful of people having a good time who are like infectious people, yeah. and then they get they're like, oh, I can't be an asshole. This guy's so amazing. I have to get into it now.
Yeah,
like, I'll get a joke for a couple nights. Like I'll say something or think of something that's like funny for a couple nights, mm-hmm. and then like I get a laugh, and then people are like a little disarmed, and then it's but then like. Like some fourth city in a row, I'm like, oh, this isn't going well. I'm gonna pull out the old joke, and then that doesn't, and I'm like, oh fuck, oh, it's over. It's so over.
Yeah. The joke didn't work.
The joke doesn't work in Topeka.
Sorry, Topeka.
Sorry, Topeka. I've never actually played Topeka. I wanted to pull out a place either. You've never played.
It's hot now.
Is it hot now?
I have hot.
Okay, great.
Have hot. I have hot.
Heat stroke.
Oh, heat stroke.
I'm quick. Gonna have a panic attack.
I'll turn it off, and then does anybody want a sparkling water?
Oh, I'm still working on this mimosa.
Okay, yeah, I'll bring him over just in case.
Best come. Mimosa I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, I grew the oranges myself in my orchard in my backyard in Portland, Oregon, in my champagne cellar. We did that too. No big deal.
No big deal.
What? So I wanted to ask this before we get off because we're talking about audiences and shows mm-hmm. and vibe. Mm-hmm. What is like... Do you guys have a best show, or like, what is the blueprint of a best show?
Red Rocks.
Whoa.
We got to play.
That Red was Rocks. Easy.
Yeah, because that's like our definition of, yeah.
and not just the venue. It was the night. Like, it yeah. was the perfect. It was my favorite night of my life.
Yeah,
just in all aspects.
We were the first of three with Ani DiFranco and Gregory Allen Isaacoff.
Holy fuck!
It was wow. so
cool.
And that was
They're
the first
both
time
we our got, heroes.
Yeah, we got
when
to
was
Ani.
That?
September 4th, 2016.
You got the date 16?
No,
even.
17. Nope.
2 years ago.
17. Yeah, I think it was 17.
Wow.
Maybe 16.
So is that something that was done? You guys, were you guys working with a booker, or were you working? Yeah, were you touring like, with it, either of those acts?
No, we weren't touring with them, but it's our booking agent. It was like a showcase for Susie Genn. She's mm-hmm. our agent, Gregory's agent, and Ani's. So mm-hmm. like cool. really worked out. But we're really good friends with Gregory, and so he's the reason why we were on that show. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And he knew that we have always wanted to meet Ani DiFranco, and so he's like, I want to get
he made our
shows.
Dreams come true.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's sweet.
Wonderful. Yeah. It was so epic. And just and the reaction, I mean, it wasn't just because we got to play with them. Our set went awesome, and mm-hmm. everybody reacted really well, and we felt the love for 9,000 people. That's one of the ones yeah. that translated awesome. Actually translated. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then
that's
Ani dedicated a song to us.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then we got to sing with Gregory just with no monitors around one mic, and we sang a verse of one of his songs, and it was literally like you could hear a pin drop 9,000 people, and it was so just fun. Like I could hear myself, and I wasn't nervous at all. It was so cool.
It was so cool.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's rad.
So how long are you able to like ride the high of a show like that? Like, is that like
still
riding it, right? Is yeah, that keeping you going?
It keeps us yeah. going for yeah. sure. Like,
that's
also
we
curse
because yeah. we're like, oh, nothing's gonna compare to that.
Yeah,
no.
yeah, but yeah. it's all but it's a blessing and a curse. But yes, yeah, because when we're feeling low or feeling depressed at all, we're just like, well, we had that night, you mm-hmm. know, like yeah. everything's going good. We played fucking Red Rocks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, did you guys did you have any audience members like talk to you about that show afterwards? Did you meet anybody, or have you had any like follow up from audience in there?
Not any, not, like, not a, other than just our friends, friends. That's biased yeah. opinions.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah. yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, because one would have to imagine that like, if you guys felt it like that, yeah. like, there had to be some reciprocity there, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. yeah I mean, we do. Feedback, we yeah. get, yeah, random people. I was at the Red Rock show, and mm-hmm. people say it was great, but we haven't gotten specific. Like, what feeling did you get? Because we got all the feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
we
yeah.
took
hey,
them all.
I'm going to be standing over here after the show. If you guys want to come talk to me about how you felt about it, that'd be great. Man, I wish a musician would do that.
Yeah.
That would be so fun. I would make such a fool out of myself sometimes. Like, I was just thinking about the last... I've had
really good luck lately of like going to some great shows and having that feeling as an audience member going out being like, wow, that was really special. I'm so glad that we like went to that. And like, man, I really want to tell that musician.
Yeah.
Right.
Do. You know, yeah, please do.
But like by what? Like in what way would it be good to like,
we get emails sometimes and like, we,
yeah.
Yelp.
Yep.
I've created the Yelp page for the Shook Twins.
They, but unless you pay them, they put your only bad review on top.
Oh, that's really?
Fucking, they're a horrible company.
Oh, I'm gonna Yelp.
Just, I'm gonna take 30 seconds and say Yelp is fucking extortionist.
Really?
Because if you're on Yelp and you get 500 good reviews and one bad review, they'll put your bad one on top.
Oh.
Unless you pay Yelp for their like their service and professional.
Yeah, so if you ever
is that
hear
your
free,
thing when
it's bad
from first grade
injustice
yeah
mama so you did something bad.
Donald Trump is elected.
mama
Oh, that's good.
We're I like the secret fuck in this in that regard.
Motherfucker.
Fuck. Oh man, I feel like I had a follow up on that.
Oh, you're just saying how you wish you should.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, but I'm like also too just like I'm a shy audience member. Well, actually, maybe that's not true. I feel like I've told this story maybe on the pod, but maybe not. Of like me making a fool of myself in front of Colin Loy.
Yeah,
I think I've maybe just told you about that.
I've done the same.
But there
thing,
was
so don't worry about
there was a
thing.
There was a show where I was very lucky to have been able to be backstage because the person that I was dating at the time was opening, like in the opening band. And so I was just like, I was like chatting up with every other member, right? Because they were all nice and we were all drinking beers and I had met a couple of them before that. But Colin was like apparently like he likes to just isolate himself a little bit because he's just wants to like have his space. And he's just over on this couch by himself. I'm like,
all right.
I'm gonna say what's up. And, so like, and I go over there and I sit down and immediately I can tell he's like, I don't want you to be sitting on my couch. So just like, and then I just like tell him how good the show's going because they were like, it was in a break. Like they were like taking like 45 minutes before the next set or whatever. And like, and then I just went for it.
Yeah.
I was just like, you meant so much to me in so many of my like years where I was developing my musical taste and blah, blah, blah. And I just like, went at. I punished him.
He was like, I'll hand you this barf bag so you can just do that into this.
And it was so funny because I could just tell he was just like, man, I don't want to talk to this guy right now. This is not what I want to be doing. And I'm just like leaving like, wow, that was my one shot. That was my one shot to be like best friends with Colin Loy and I fucked it up.
I feel like it's the same thing that happens in your brain when you're like, there's somebody at a bar and you're like, all right, I'm gonna go talk to her.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. Yeah. I'm gonna fucking do this.
It's
and then
terrifying.
Like when you're in that mindset, there's nothing good that could come out of your mouth or physically that you could do. No good thing could come from what you're about to do.
Yeah.
That's
impossible.
There's a certain timing and there's a certain way and like
in my experience.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's the thing for me where I realized it was like my first lesson of the lesson that is don't meet your heroes.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I know. And that's a depressing
sucks,
way to think of it. Yeah. But
yeah, I wouldn't want to have that. I wouldn't.
But you guys got to play with one of your heroes.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Did you have any of those moments of being like, I'm talking to Annie Franco, I really hope I don't fuck this up.
We've been a huge fan since she's kind of like
seventh grade
was the beginning of our like lyricism and like femininity, mm-hmm. obviously
poetry and songs.
Yeah. I've wanted to meet her since high school, you know, and imagine the moment, middle school probably, mm-hmm. imagine the moment and just like, what would you even say? And like, would it be in a merch line? And like, would she just like not want to receive it? And like, she's just this unicorn and she's such a fucking badass. Like, I wouldn't know what to say. And I would just get nervous and just like flustered thinking about it. And it was the perfect meeting because I was like walking backstage at Red Rocks, just like a boss bitch, getting shit done, get in the van. I had to like load out and I was in my like, my work mentality and we just bumped into each other backstage after the whole show was over and I looked at her and I was just like hi, she's like hi, and I just hugged her. I was like, thank you so much for saying her name on stage, that meant so much. And I was, she's like, well, I really, because we did a cover of her song and put it on YouTube and she saw it and I was like, and she's like, well, I liked your version. I was like, thank you so much. I was like, my sister, she really wants to meet you too. And she's like, okay, I'm sure. But just like looking, it was like a real moment of just like,
and we just had this, yeah. And then she turned the corner and ran into Lori. And I was like,
thank you so much for dedicating that song to us. It meant so much. I just but really wanted to meet you. And I wish my sister was here. She really wants to meet you. She's like, I just met her like 30 seconds ago. She said the exact same thing.
Yeah. Am I, am I in the Twilight Zone? Like, turn another corner. There's another
third
ship
one.
It was perfect, yeah. And we've heard bad stories from other friends that met her and that wasn't the moment.
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, it's so sensitive. You know, like, artists are sensitive freaking beasts.
But I love it when when a fan comes up and they're able to express what our music does for them. And
we
and
always
where
try
I can
to give
receive
them the
it and feel it in the right way. And yeah, it's not always perfect, but I appreciate it so much when people at least try, and I try to receive it the way they're trying to give it. And and sometimes it just really, I can really receive it, and
makes
I can just
difference.
Really feel what they're saying, and it means so much, and it's right. amazing, and I love that. So
planning on hitting the road? Well, don't leave home without adequate roadside protection. Quadruple A Aggressive Roadside Assistance Program aims to protect you under any circumstances. Whether you need something simple as a tire change or a tow, or you require far more serious assistance, Quadruple A will never stop trying to help you. Quadruple A will do whatever it takes to keep you safe, no matter what. Who's that following you down the highway? That's us, ready to step in at any moment to assist you. Strange car parked outside your house? Someone filming you at the store? Unmarked packages showing up? That's us too, standing by to help out at any cost. And when you cancel, we still won't stop protecting you, even if that means surveillance and restraint. It's for your own protection, Karen. What did we tell you? You can't be trusted. Quadruple A Aggressive Roadside Assistance. Yep, that's us too. For more information on products like this one, please visit misplacedscreenprinting.com.
One thing we talk about on the show is like fans that are too... Well, the term Punisher is a term for a fan that doesn't understand like social norms or is just too... loves you too hard.
Yeah.
Where you're like literally backed into a corner by this person's energy.
Yeah,
and, you're
yeah.
like, oh, shit.
And that's not fun. Yeah.
No. Have you guys had that experience?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we try to like have a signal to, because usually
to
we go out to yeah we used
band
to
boys
yeah we usually go oh, out to, sure, to yeah. merch and meet people because I want to meet the people, and the boys stay back and like pack up the stuff, and we there's been several times where we wish we could just like send out a smoke signal like
tap our
save
heads
us, especially when it's
How's
a man
the dingo
you know
ate your baby.
What is the thing you said before for a bad thing is happening?
Mama, mama, mama.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just start doing that to whoever's talking to you, I'm sure they'll stop talking.
They're like, oh.
Oh, are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You out-crazy the person who's... Yeah. And then they're like, holy shit. Oh.
I met Ryan Sully. He's fucking crazy. I love him even more now.
I think we do a really good job of putting up a like an invisibility cloak slash, you know, protective bubble.
Right.
Protective bands around us, because we don't usually have problems like that, and we do have a lot of like older men fans and stuff that can potentially be creepy.
Totally,
but
I'm
they
sure.
we don't really take it like that. We don't. We just like are like they're not creepy, and they're not.
Right,
they usually aren't. And there's just one guy one time. He's like, "Can I get a kiss?" And I'm like, "Nope." I just put my hand up and like,
in
nope.
his face.
It was turned
awesome.
Away.
Nice.
He turned away.
Yeah, and then
like, oh.
And then we just completely ignored him, and then he got the picture. Yeah. Sometimes
that's a creepy thing to say.
Yeah,
that's really rare though. Yeah. Like we don't get creeped on, which is really cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just been a couple times where we're like, bro, why weren't you out there to protect us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they're drunk and you can't make any progress of like, stop.
Yeah. This came up, who were we talking to, Ryan? Like where we kind of went pretty deep into like, oh, it was Michael, right?
Michael Howard.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
We went down the spiral of being like, when did you feel the most unsafe on tour?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized we hadn't ever really asked that question. So now I'm going to ask that question to you guys. Were there ever some times in which you were like, oh my God, this is really scary?
With like human beings or with like
anything.
Weather?
weather, driving. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing. I've gotten to that point where it's like, I'm in my 30s now and I'm like, going on airplanes, getting into cars, I'm like, this could be it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I have that feeling like a lot now, which fucking sucks.
Yeah,
but like
sucks.
You know what I mean? But like touring, I would find myself just having that
thing go around my brain just being like, well, statistically, car accident's probably going to happen soon. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad.
I put a white light bubble around us.
We're witches.
Nice.
The car. So we have these little protective fairies that circle the van.
Yeah. And crystal.
And I honestly feel like my power is transportation power. Mm-hmm. Or like travel protection. Safety.
Yeah.
Because we have like insane travel gods.
And she's good with explosives.
Yes.
Just kidding. No, I was just thinking of like your... Never mind.
My superhero power.
I can freeze things. Okay.
Holy shit, my hand!
But yeah, like...
My creepy fans.
If you could freeze things, Caitlin would not get heat stroke as much, all right?
I should do that.
You just freeze the sun.
Good job, Noah.
That's okay. I could take it.
Snopes.
We did have that one time, though. We drove through the beginning of a hurricane one time. Wow, that was the scariest driving thing. And most recently, too, the second scariest was we were driving in a blizzard. Total whiteout.
Yeah. Snowy windshield blizzard didn't really work.
In the Sawtooth Valley Forest.
Mountain
Forest. Park. Anyway, it was... We couldn't... Our sound guy, Steve, was driving and literally couldn't see one single thing. He was looking like 2 feet in front of the van.
So scary.
The tracks that were getting covered up immediately by the snow. And he... Just one moment. Then the windshield wipers got all clogged,
and then
so he literally couldn't see anything. And just 1 second, just got sucked into the side, and just like totally sucked our whole van. And the snow berm was like probably 7 feet tall, 5 feet tall on the side of us. So when the van got sucked in, the van totally tipped over onto that.
Holy shit.
If there hadn't been that much snow, we would have just
rolled.
I don't know.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, because it was a ditch. It was like a pretty steep ditch, so we would have tipped over. Yeah.
But then the travel gods swooped in, and then it
immediately cleared up.
Yeah, and a plow went by, and we waved them down, and like, pull us out, and like out in like 20 minutes.
Later.
Yeah, it was amazing. Man, keep going on Missoula.
Yeah, that could have been much worse.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing too, because it's like you're probably driving through like the middle of nowhere quite often, right?
Yeah, and just like no service,
a lot of bad weather.
That's terrifying.
But this is such a dad thing to say, but like, you guys got a AAA membership, right?
Oh yeah,
okay,
so much AAA, you don't even know.
We got four.
I doubled down this year. I have four memberships.
We got 4A.
I need 8 toes. I need 8 potential toes.
Yeah, one winter we did.
Oh man. Oh yeah. This is a good question. So like, what's the worst? Yeah, what's the worst like van situation or like? Oh. Have you guys done buses or is it mainly van life?
We have a Sprinter.
We did back in the day when we first started touring in 2008. We had a Veggie Oil school bus that was our bass player's at the time. And nice.
Now it's my man's home.
It's his house now. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But I do have a really good van story. This one is the funniest thing ever. It was like our very first tour van, which was a Dodge Caravan.
Sherpa.
We called her Sherpa.
Sherpa don't need no oil or gas.
That was the motto. And we were meeting our band down in Park City for Sundance Film Festival. We were going to play a gig there. And so the band boys were going in other vehicles, another route for some reason. I can't remember. Yeah, we were going with 2 girls, and we just were meeting down there. So we take Sherpa, and we go through Montana, and just immediately broke down, and went to this mechanic, and he did some crazy fix that
like,
was just,
oh, I don't have the part.
But. I don't have the part, but I'll just do a temporary fix, and I'll show you how to like restart it or what to do while you're down the road. We're like, okay,
if it starts to die,
wiggle this wire.
Yeah,
literally wiggling away. And so we're like, okay, and he did it for free. He was really sweet. And so we go on our
wire all the way down.
Yeah, going on our way, just every 100 miles or something, we die, wiggle the wire. Then we'd have to like charge. We got a battery charger. We'd have to stop and charge it for random people. We knocked on somebody's house. We're like, can we charge our van?
Oh my God, that's awesome.
So we're just like literally just limping. One time we broke down on the side, and a cop rolled up behind us and just pushed us up the hill for some reason. This is like,
we're like, it's okay, 12. We just need to wiggle this wire.
We were just like 12 years ago, so it's gone foggy, but probably about 10 or 12 breakdowns on the way down to Park City, just limping this fucking van into Park City. Okay. And we got within 100 miles, and we had AAA.
Quadruple A radius.
Yeah. Tow radius.
And we just need to make it to blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right outside, 100 miles outside of Park City. And it was like just so far gone. And this van is like so shitty. Something was up with the door. It was like just... We were over it, but we also loved it. But we got to this last breakdown 100 miles out, and we're like, you know what? what are we going to do with this van? Like, how are we going to, we can't pay for it to get it fixed to drive it back. What are we going to do? And so the tow truck driver comes and he's like, what are you going to do with this van? We're like, I don't know. He's like, you want to buy it? He's like, yeah. So he bought it for $150.
Oh, nice.
Took everything out of the van, which is like a pile of all this gear and like random like weird papers from the glove compartment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And had somebody, a friend of a friend, come pick us up, and he's piled everything into his car. And it then he picked us up in like a Chevy Tahoe or something. He's like, sure, I'll be there in like an hour.
Oh,
and he showed up with like tons of boxes and a bunch of stuff in the car. And we're like, wow, look at how we could. So we were literally just like
piled in this car
on top of our laps. And he just took our Sherpa away, like, and that was that.
Sherpa.
It's so weird that we've had that happen too, where the moment where your shit is out of the van and that's your home is going away.
Yeah, it's
weird. A really fucked up moment because you're like, that's my life. That's where are we gonna do now?
Yeah.
We had a similar. I feel like it's the same fucking thing. We bought a little. We had a van that broke, or no, we had an accident in San Antonio. Mm. An accident, San Antonio. I don't.
I'm just, is that a real song? Are you
songwriter right now?
Are you musing right now, my man?
Just
waxing poetic.
It's not going to become a song.
It's a hit. Man. That is a hit right there.
Yeah, that would be a great turn if it was like, oh yeah, this is the moment of the podcast where Ryan just makes up a song on the spot.
Shit, we should do that.
We should do that.
Except it shouldn't be me. It should be you.
No, it should be you.
So our shitty, it was a prison van that got wrecked. So we had it came with a cage that we had to remove, but it was like a 1992 prison like van.
Wow.
So that somebody totaled it. And then we bought a fucking like short like TriMet. I'm trying to think of what they're called. They're just like the
shuttle bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a diesel shuttle bus where like four of the eight pistons, I don't know, were working. It was like you had to fucking plug it in overnight, and didn't matter if it was cold, you just had to plug it in, because if the oil was under 70 degrees, it just wouldn't start. It was like, so finding a plug-in like in cities, like, hey, somebody in New York, can you put the cord through your window? I know you don't know us, but we're not fucking weird. We just want to plug into your
house. We just need to steal like 20 cents of your power.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
It's crazy.
The shit we go through.
The shit that it's normal. You're like, I've just got to problem solve.
Yeah.
Just got to be a problem solver.
It's actually kind of fun. Like when we ran into that ditch in the snow, we're just like, okay, how do we get out? How are we going to make it to Missoula in 5 hours?
Yeah.
Caitlin was like, well, we're not making it to Missoula.
Then I got over it.
Yeah.
Did you guys make it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We made it hard.
So you've never canceled a show. Have you had any close calls of like just rolling in hot?
We had like, just the shortest sound check ever and just made it happen.
Mm-hmm. We've had, I feel like, a lot of that where it's
that's
just
awesome.
Yeah, but we just pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Travel gods, I tell you.
Yeah.
Like literally it's creepy when we break down, like catastrophically break down. It's always when we're off tour or when we have a day off.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That's funny.
And in a convenient place to get it fixed. Yeah. It's so weird.
It's like I just love them.
Yeah. I give thanks. We give sacrifices.
Yeah. I've knocked on wood at least three times during this conversation.
Okay, good. Thank you.
For you.
Rolling back a little bit, was there like, did you guys make the decision to just do this full time, hardcore? Was somebody pushing for it more? Or was it easier to make because it was two of you? Or like, you know what I mean? Where you leap off the cliff and you say, I'm not going to have a day job anymore. I'm going to do music.
Because as a group, you've been around since 2004. Is that right?
Yeah. About.
Well, is that right?
No.
No.
No?
No. No, we graduated college in 2006. And we started just playing the two of us in 2007.
I guess our first show was in 2004.
At Oh, Charlie's.
Yeah.
Hey,
in Virginia. Yeah.
But yeah, we only count being like,
man.
But we started getting like serious and like really touring with like a manager and stuff in 2011.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So our first tour
with bandmates
2007.
Yeah,
that's just like on our
with
own.
Sherpa.
Yeah, a Sherpa or the Veggie Oil bus, but that's like green, like just rolling up wherever.
Let's play the Pearl Street Pub where you basically face a brick wall. It's the worst venue ever.
Where is this?
In Boulder, Pearl Street Pub.
In Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah. Boulder, Colorado. It's like a hallway of a bar, and they put you like next to the bar in this tiny little section. So the hallway's like this, and then you're facing this brick wall right here. And then there's a bar, and there's like nobody was even in there.
It was
very weird.
Very weird.
So you're basically playing
like elevator music for everybody?
Pretty much.
Now, where's this music coming from?
I've had shitty.
Sounds like it's live.
Yeah. I've had shitty experiences in Boulder too. It's like one of those towns that's like on paper, this should be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like we just have had randomly like, why? What the fuck is wrong with this place?
Why are you having a band be right here or a band at all?
Yeah,
there's so many that whole like first 3 years was like, why is this a venue kind of place?
But we didn't know. We're like, oh, we're playing music,
but
cool.
It was great. Yeah. I miss that mindset so much. Yeah. When we were 24.
Yeah, just rolling in and didn't matter.
And you had to do so much more work. You had to bring your own PA, do your own sound, play for like 4 hours at a shitty place, and then get paid like $200. Yeah. But it was just like awesome.
Yeah.
And now it's like half the work, twice, triple the money, right? And you're just
Now we get $600.
Yeah,
to split between 8 people.
Yeah.
We pay
15 people. I think we have 15 people on our.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're employers.
Yeah. That's
fucking
awesome.
Crazy.
You're stimulating the local economy.
Yes, we are.
So have you two always played together, or did you play independently for a while and then decided?
Always together.
Never. Always together. That's so cool.
And it's always been Shook Twins. We've never had any other bands.
Yeah,
or any
that's
other
our
name.
Last name. We just we've always been called Shook Twins. We're called the Shook Twins. Our band is Shook Twins. No, the. Yeah.
And was like music just in like was it in your
fucking ass?
Yeah, sorry. Did we call you the Shook Twins earlier? Brian, did you fuck that up?
My name is.
I told you, man.
Okay. No. What's your name? I was trying to make a joke.
Didn't work.
You just called me Brian.
No, I called you Ryan.
You said Brian.
Oh, we're going to play it back.
Oh,
after these two leave, after Shook Twins leave.
The Shook Twins.
What?
We're the Shook Twins. The band is Shook Twins.
Yes, it's very confusing.
I see. Okay, yeah, if we had the whole band here, I get it. Shook. Okay, cool. So you didn't mess up.
Yeah, mostly it's, you guys are good.
On print. Purpose.
Mostly it's in print. When I see it on the marquee, if I see the, I whoop. Freak out.
I'll fucking shoot my anxiety attack at you.
I will shake and cry.
I will shake
in
and
your
cry.
Face.
I will pass out on stage and sue you.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, we're not sensitive. Make fun of our panic attacks. It's fine. I can take it.
Right. I feel like it's a name it, tame it kind of a thing.
Yeah, sure, totally. Yeah, exactly.
We'll try.
Sure. You got to own that. Yeah. I love panic attacks. Seriously.
I know. You did say you kind of like
it. I had
an emotional
nice,
shit. Is that what you were
doing? Yeah, nice energy healing session where I'm like, made a lot of peace with it. I'm like, okay, I guess I like it. And I was just like, I forgot to tell you this. I was feeling really thankful for you and for Kyle, and like a lot of times when I have a panic attack, a lot of people are there to like come to me. I think it might be just like some sort of 2 to 4 year old part of me that, because I used to throw a bunch of tantrums, I think it's just this little part of me that needs to be like held by my mom or by my people.
Totally.
And Caitlin like comes and we rarely ever touch because we touched for 9 months, I think, and so I'm just like, oh, good. Good on the touching.
You're like, my side of the fucking uterus.
It's fan. It's
really, you're not fucking coming over here.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, siblings usually, like, you know, so you see some siblings hugging and, like, holding hands, and we're like, ew.
Never.
But we're the closest siblings you would ever meet, but we just don't touch.
So we do touch when we need to, and we can, like, transfer stuff.
That's cool.
Touch. It is really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
So she comes and hugs me when I have a panic
and crying.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's a fucking good sis.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm just going to sit there and watch.
Yeah. Like, good luck just with that.
Hey, I know you
let her work through it.
I know you're having a seizure right now, but we got this thing where we don't touch, so.
No touching.
Says it on the rider.
They don't touch.
Warm towels.
Don't ask them.
No touching.
Don't put them in a picture with their arms around each other. It's not going to work.
No. That is true.
That's probably true, right?
When photographers make us touch, we're like,
they Photoshop a hand over a shoulder.
But we do it, and when we see the pictures, we like it.
Yeah,
so that's
fine. Oh, that's
there's a couple of touching pictures, but
yeah.
Yeah, we're very, you know, sometimes, what is it? There's this really cool bathtub that we wanted to, like, take a Photoshop in, or like the, I don't know.
Take a Photoshop?
Take a photo in. There's like
my grandma shows up.
Yeah. Really cool.
Are
background.
You taking a Photoshop?
Sorry.
Anyway,
interrupting you.
This is a stupid story.
No, I want to hear about the bathtub.
No, we don't. We just were like, we don't want to be pictured in a bathtub together.
Really.
Yeah, we're just very.
It's a cool bathtub, but like one of us, only one of us
can
be.
You cannot make it look like a bathtub.
And then that photo's off balance because then whoever's in the bathtub. Is, you know, they're the
cleaner.
More important person.
Yeah.
People are always wanting that with the builders and the butchers, all five of us in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Like, hell no, no man.
That's really?
We're not about, no, I'm just fucking, we're not about that.
not about now, bathing. I want to clean you up.
Now, if it was a hot tub.
Have you smelled us? We are not about bathing.
If it was you five in a hot tub, I would buy that record. Yeah.
That's
for
happened
sure.
before.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened go. Before.
And that's a great moment.
Well, I was going to add, you were talking a little bit about your guys' bond as sisters and your child and stuff like that. I kind of wanted to know, was music always something between the two of you, or like, was it in your household? Like, when did the moment come where you decided, hey, let's make music together?
Do this. Yeah, we always had music. We always had singing.
Yeah. Our parents aren't super, our dad plays guitar and he taught us everything he knew and gave us his guitars.
Mm-hmm. So nice guitars.
Yeah. And our mom sings a hell of a lullaby. Uh-huh. And, but yeah, they didn't like, you know, influence us or like pressure us to take any musical lessons or anything. So we didn't really do instruments. We mm-hmm. were in choir since we were in fifth grade. We got the duet in the Lion King medley.
Oh my God. There's nice. A video of it and when we yeah. were in fifth grade and it's actually really good.
We
I'm super
it.
Proud of it.
we which both, duet?
From the day we arrived on the planet.
Oh, I see. The main song. Yeah, okay. I thought for a second maybe you guys were doing a duet as like...
Going.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we're getting music.
The moment's over.
You're right.
Moment's
okay,
over.
Okay.
Shucks, that's how we were going to get... Well, in my mind, I was picturing you two singing I Just Can't Wait to Be King, which would be
no, that
hilarious.
That was
now I want to see
Trisha
that.
Trisha Adams got that solo. Yeah. We each tried out for the solo, but our music teacher couldn't decide between the two of us. So she's like, we'll just make it a duet. And then she made everything a duet. Yeah. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that was like preordained for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't fight it.
No, we didn't fight it. We're like embraced.
That could have been the moment where this didn't happen.
It's true.
Do you ever think
yeah.
about that?
Yeah.
Of that, like if you'd really hated
I think,
that?
I think yeah. that was the first moment we sang together in front of an audience mm-hmm. and nailed it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That could have been the moment. That's the moment. We have it on video.
Aha!
Yeah, Caitlin put it on Instagram. It's so cute.
Okay. Oh, really? Yeah. That's awesome.
Shook Twins Instagram. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we consider our voices to be our main instruments, I think, and we started playing guitar when we were graduating high school because Caitlin's crush gave her a guitar when she graduated.
Stupid boy.
That's a good boy. Yeah.
He's a good boy.
And then my dad felt sorry for me maybe that I didn't have a boy giving me a guitar, so he gave me a guitar
signed by Tim McGraw.
Whoa. Nice.
I didn't even know who Tim McGraw was. I was like, that's thanks. Crazy. Who's this?
Yeah, when we had him on the podcast, he's like super normal.
For real? You did?
No.
That would be amazing. Tim, if you're listening, come on the show, bud.
He's not like the kind of guy you'd think he'd be.
Yeah.
Male so, feminist.
Yeah. I could see that.
So yeah, we were like 17 and we started writing songs. Such bad songs. I remember my first one was like, no, I don't really remember.
Please, no.
It's like, leave it all.
Something about a road.
Yeah.
Choosing the road. You know, it's always a road. Yeah.
Really,
it's always
really
a road.
Heartfelt.
Leaving it all behind and
go down the road.
Yeah. The right road. Which road? I don't know.
That's whichever just, one the mirror is not facing on.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of deep.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I like how you
question yourself. You can use that, Ryan.
And back down in Wichita or whatever I was saying.
San Antonio.
Somewhere else.
And so so around 17, and then you went to college together.
Yeah, I majored in radio, TV, digital media production.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Has that come in handy?
For Lori. She edits all of our promo tour videos.
Cool.
And we were, before we were all on microphone, dear listener,
because we have
we were
one.
Talking about how the Shook Twins, actually, this is actually a good question too. Yeah. The Shook Twins, you guys, mm-hmm. This is your full-time thing.
Yeah.
Is music.
Yeah, ever since we graduated college, basically, right?
Yeah.
I worked with my big sister cleaning condos and skiing all day.
And I worked at Schweitzer.
Yeah.
We'd ski resort.
We've had like two or three jobs that weren't with each other.
Since 2006. Wow. And when we moved to Portland in 2009, we never got real jobs.
Dude. Yeah, so like pretty right bad. Up yeah. top, that's badass.
That is badass.
Well, it's awesome. You know, a lot of people we've had on had to give up a career or a job to like do it. It's cool to not to have been like, yeah, I just graduated college and now I'm doing music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've just always been broke.
But I don't feel broke.
Yeah. No.
It's just amazing to me that people make millions of dollars. I can live so easily off of like
and like $20,000
yeah.
a year.
And totally.
It's, and well, we've yeah. never once said, oh, I can't do that, I'm too broke.
Yeah.
Like we always do what we want to do.
We just don't want to do that much.
Yeah, you expensive. Just keep your expectations low yeah. and your bills low and you're cool. And
don't go to Hawaii very much. Well, and even you can do it on points. I went to Hawaii on my credit card points.
That's the thing people don't realize. If you're on the road all the time, you can get the right kind of credit card and get a lot of cash back or points.
Yeah.
It sounds lame to talk about, but like, because yeah. it is lame to
do
talk about.
Do it right, people. Get it
like,
together.
If you're getting 5% back every time you pump up the gas or whatever, yeah. that's oh, what yeah. I call it, pumping up the gas. Up,
whatever you pump up the gas.
Up the gas.
Pump it up.
Pump it.
I just try to make it a party when I pump up the gas every time.
You bring a boombox out yeah, and like, put it on
up? And they don't let you do it in Oregon.
You are literally
like, no, you're not allowed to pump up the gas here.
You are
here in New Jersey.
You are literally writing a credit card commercial right now. This is a credit card commercial.
Thanks, Visa. You could call me.
Sponsor us.
Venture.
Let's be honest. Capital, probably Capital One.
Brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Man, we should get them as a sponsor now.
/ Punisher -10.
Capital One, you owe us money. Capital One, you owe us money now.
It's so weird when I listen to a ton of podcasts, when like a cool podcast that you love has like a brought to you by Chase Bank. And you're like, what the fuck happened to these guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, everybody's got to make money.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
They made some money off that. That's what happened to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Totally down to sell out now.
That's what we used to say when we were back, when we were early on first starting music. We were just like, we'd never be in a commercial. Oh, never.
Yeah.
And now we're just like, all we want is a commercial.
Just a commercial.
Please license our music.
Yeah. We do have standards, though. We will not be in a Hummer commercial.
Yeah. No oil or cars
or guns.
Good cars.
Or we won't be in a violent scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Of a movie. Yeah. That's right.
With a Hummer.
With a Hummer.
Running somebody over.
No running over people.
What's a thing that you have done? Because we've done some shit, too, like where I'm like, oh, the 18-year-old me is kicking myself in the ass for this one, but like, got to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Is there something where you like the adult you is like, this is totally fine, where like the younger you would have been like, fuck this?
No, because we haven't gotten a license.
Yeah, there's nothing that's come.
Well, we got an internet commercial.
Yeah, we got an internet commercial.
Yeah, fucking internet sellout.
But
18-year-old self doesn't care because that wasn't a thing. Right?
What, internet?
Yeah.
No, it was. But, it was a thing.
But yeah, it's a small thing.
We haven't bent on our rules or our
that's
standards.
Cool.
But yeah, we only make money from touring and online sales and merch
sales.
That's
awesome.
And
that's
pretty so insane. Great.
Small percentage of online merch.
Or merch. Mm-hmm. Merch is waning.
Yeah.
Merch is waning. Not waxing.
It's not waxing.
What is, we like to ask this question to almost everybody, and this goes along with like being people who live off your music. What's the thing that you do touring or otherwise? What's like your hack that you like figured out that you don't think other bands do that you're willing to share? Like other than like credit card points. Mm-hmm. Like, is there something that the Shook Twins do on tour that's like that we figured some shit out?
I recently found this guy.
Andre. Sorry.
It's called Ignite Hospitality, and he's super cool, and he like mostly in the Midwest and to the East Coast, he like calls up nice hotels and gets them to comp the hotels, and then you have to write like 5 Yelp reviews, 5 TripAdvisor and Yelp and like other reviews for them. So we're like hotel reviewers now, kind of. But then you just pay him 30% of what the room would cost. So we're getting hotel rooms for like $30 to $50.
What is this thing called?
Oh. Ignite Hospitality.
Holy fuck, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't
take our guy.
Don't take our job.
I already have him. So
he can
deny other people, but you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I got him,
so there's one guy. There's not like other guys.
I don't know. I think there may be a couple of them, but he's a cool dude.
It sounds so shiesty and awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we've only done a couple tours that way, but it's going pretty well. And a lot of times sometimes he can't get the hotels, but it's really cool. Mm-hmm. And he's a good dude, and I think what he's doing is really cool. So
That's awesome.
He deserves more.
He business.
Does. All right.
Yeah. Ignite Hospitality.
Okay.
But still,
you owe us money.
Keep working with me, Adam. Don't give me up.
Adam - Ignite - Punisher for 10% off Ignite Hospitality.
That actually brings up a good one more question, because I think we're running out of time here. But on the hospitality or the homestays, what am I talking about? The places that you stay on tour.
Yeah.
What's like
the worst? What was the worst thing?
Definitely early on, we've moved past the people's houses you don't know scene. Uh-huh. Yeah, because yeah. of mm-hmm. so many allergies. I'm so allergic to cats and dogs, and you just walk into a house and you're just like, can't sleep and just
what's early on? I feel like I want to just tell Nico's story instead.
What Nico's story?
Nico's our guitar player / band brother. He was in a staying at someone's house after a show, and some girl was like, "You guys can come stay at this house. I'm moving in soon, and it's all good." And she had the key or something, and they go to this person's house, and they're just like partied all night, and then are sleeping on the living room floor, and then
at like six in the morning,
this guy comes in and is like, "What the fuck?" And like super pissed, and he like barges into his room where this girl is staying with a dude.
Oh god!
And he's like, "What the hell are you doing?" And they come to find out that she isn't in there moved in yet. She's going to move in and has the keys to move in soon, but she's staying like sleeping in this dude's bed and has all wow. He's like, everybody get out of here, I'm leaving, get out of here, in 1 hour I'll be back. And then so the other band member's like, good morning, everybody. they just got in their sleepy bags and were just falling asleep. God. And like, what the fuck?
So that's a pretty bad story.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But we haven't had horrible ones. Lori and I were very responsible and have to pick the right place to sleep. Because I need sleep. And I need good sleep and I need clean sleep.
Good clean sleep.
It works wonders.
We did a couple tours where we just crashed with people. And it was like 2 weeks of no sleep. And just like them wanting to party. And just different horrible situations over and over and over again. And it is fucked.
I feel like boy bands can do that a lot easier.
I
can't do that.
We've never been the kind of band that just parties all night and just sleeps on the floor. I can't do that.
Yeah. We can't either, as it turned out, but we did. You know what I mean? But then, it was fucked.
It's amazing.
And then, Ray broke his feet.
That was at a wonderful place. If you guys don't know about it, there's a place in Wichita, Kansas. I'm not kidding.
Here we go.
Called the Fish House. And the people who do the Fish House,
I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's like an art installation place, but they have shows. And where you play inside of a huge satellite dish.
Whoa.
That turns your music into like a parabolic speaker.
Whoa.
So they have one on the other end. So you could be standing anywhere in the thing, in the venue, and it sounds completely different.
Whoa.
And if you want to do like a solo, you turn around and just play into the dish in this weird way.
Whoa.
And it's crazy.
Cool.
And they're the nicest people. The dude is an inventor, and he's living off his inventions. He's like the craziest, just the coolest fucking people in the world.
Cool.
So check out the Fish House in Wichita, Kansas.
They will break your feet.
They will break your feet. That's what you get.
That's the caveat.
That's the payment. That's one band member.
Asterisk.
One band member's feet must be broken.
You're like,
I'll do it. Why don't you guys choose the drummer then? That's a bad move.
Yeah, it was
Ray volunteered.
He was nice in that way.
Like I said, we're about out of time, but do you guys have anything you'd like to plug? Anything coming up that you want to... We don't really know when this will be released. Probably in a couple months, but...
Months.
I know you have a new record, right? That just came out this year?
Yeah,
just new record. February.
What's it called again?
Some Good Lives. And we're super proud of it. And I guess this summer our big play in the area is Northwest String Summit. If nobody's been there, you should go there. It's so rad, and there's peacocks running around, and there's like, it's just like a family reunion, and it's the only place that Lori and I are involved and kind of lead, but not really, a group called Side Boob.
Nice.
And it's an
our side
all
project.
It's just side project, just for String Summit, all female, all covers of female pop stars from the 90s.
Whoa.
90s, ooh, that sounds fun.
We got Mariah, we got Whitney, we got Britney, we got Christina.
Side Boob was way bigger in the 90s too, so it's a perfect situation.
Yeah. And all our merch involves shirts that show your side boob.
Nice.
That's... I mean,
that sounds fun. When String Summit? It's in August?
July. Third weekend in July.
20th-ish.
Yeah. It's so epic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Shook Twins, the Shook Twins, thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan, do you have anything else for the good of order?
Just have a great week! That's how I end every show for some reason. I don't know why. We just started doing
it. We just do it.
Punisher is produced in beautiful downtown Portland, California. I mean, beautiful sunny Portland, Oregon, at Open Signal with help from Stream PDX. Today's episode was produced by Warm Towel on a Hot Day, Noah Dunham, and A Loud Cup of Tea, Ryan Soley. And I'm Ray Rude, and there's nothing weird about me. Our thanks to the Shook Twins for being on the show. They are currently out there on the road for their album release tour, Some Good Lives. So check out shooktwins.com, find them on Facebook, get their dates, go to their shows, give them your money, and don't punish them. Thank you. We are Tour Punisher on Facebook and Instagram, and if you want to reach out to us, you can email us at tourpunisher@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and as always, have a good week, and we'll see you back here in two of those.